Why ever not? Said Lord Salacci.
Well, because during our history, those we haven't occupied, we've tended to wage war on, said Lord Vetinari. For some reason, the slaughter of thousands of people tends to stick in the memory.
Oh, history, said Lord Salacci. That's all in the past.
A good place for history, agreed, said the patrician solemnly.
I meant, why don't they like us now? Do we owe them money?
No, mostly they owe us money, which is, of course, a far better reason for their dislike.
How about Stolat and Pseudopolis and the other cities? Said Lord Downey.
They don't like us much either.
Why not? I mean to say, we do share a common heritage, said Lord Salacci.
Yes, my lord, but that common heritage largely consists of having had wars with one another, said the patrician. I can't see much support there, which is a little unfortunate because we do not, in fact, have an army. I am not, of course, a military man, but I believe that one of those is generally considered vital to the successful prosecution of a war.
He looked along the table.
The fact is, he went on, that Ankh Morpork has been violently against a standing army.
We all know why people don't trust an army, said Lord Downey. A lot of armed men, standing around with nothing to do, they start to get ideas.
Vimes saw the heads turn towards him.
My word, he said, with glassy brightness. Can this be a reference to old Stoneface Vimes, who led the city's militia in a revolt against the rule of a tyrannical monarch in an effort to bring some sort of freedom and justice to the place? I do believe it is. And was he commander of the watch at the time? Good heavens, yes, as a matter of fact, he was. Was he hanged and dismembered and buried in five graves? And is he a distant ancestor of the current commander? My word, the coincidences just pile up, don't they?
His voice went from manic cheerfulness to a growl.
Right, that's got that over with. Now, has anyone got any point they wish to make?
There was a general shifting of position and a group clearing of throats.
What about mercenaries? Said Boggis.
The problem with mercenaries, said the patrician, is that they need to be paid to start fighting. And unless you are very lucky, you end up paying them even more to stop.
Salacci thumped the table.
Very well then, by jingo, he snarled. Alone!
We could certainly do with one, said Lord Vetinari. We need the money. I was about to say that we cannot afford mercenaries.
How can this be? Said Lord Downey. Don't we pay our taxes?
I thought it might come to that, said Lord Vetinari. He raised his hand, and on cue again his clerk placed a piece of paper in it.
Let me see now. Ah, yes. Guild of Assassins. Gross earnings in the last year, Ankh-Morporkian dollars, $13,207,048. Taxes paid in the last year, $47.22. And what, on examination, turned out to be a Hershebian half-dong, worth 1/8 of a penny.
That's all perfectly legal. The Guild of Accountants...
Ah, yes! Guild of Accountants... Gross earnings, Ankh-Morporkian dollars, $7,999,011. Taxes paid? Nil. But yes, I see they applied for a rebate of Ankh-Morporkian dollars, 200,000.
And what we received, I may say, included a Hershebian half-dong, said Mr. Frostrip of the Guild of Accountants.
What goes around comes around, said Vetinari calmly.
He tossed the paper aside.
Taxation, gentlemen, is very much like dairy farming. The task is to extract the maximum amount of milk with the minimum amount of moo. And I'm afraid to say that these days all I get is moo.